Okay, we're going forward. We're on Lamadala Ahmed Bey's. Now, so this is continuing when they went into Eretz Yisrael in Parsha Shlach, and when the spies went in. Vashom, and over there in Eretz Yisrael was the following three giants. Achimon, number one. Sheshai, number two. Basalmai, number three. We're going, man. So now, we're also in the name, we're going to explain the names. So what's Achiman mean? Means Miyuman. Miyuman means, it's like Lashon, right hand. Is it his, the right hand? He's the right hand man. Yeah, Sheba Ochiv, in his brothers. Of his brothers. You see, right, see, so he was the, yeah, skilled. Skilled or I think it means he was the most, he was a Gibor. Yeah. What?
Skilled.
The workout, right? No, that's a different word. But, oh, look, but you see, so you see, Achiman says Achi, right? Achi and man, like Yamin. Now, Sheshai, what's Sheshai? Yeah, Shemesim, the shin is a prefix, that he places Esa Oretz, the ground, Ke Shachsois, like pits, hollows, meaning he's a big guy. Yeah, and he basically, when he steps in the ground, he leaves a big imprint with his feet. Yeah, don't get under his feet. Salmai, yeah, who's Salmai? Yeah, Shemesim es Oretz, that he places the Oretz. Talomim, means furrows and furrows. So he had big feet, but he dragged his big feet. And he basically made grooves in the ground. Now, Rashi in Yuma apparently takes the Dover Acher out because it doesn't seem to be an alternative explanation. And we're just going to say a little bit more about these brothers. Yeah, Achiman. You should know Achiman, he bona Anas. He built the city of Anas. Sheshai, bona, he built Olosh, the place of Olosh. And Salmai, bona Talbush, he built Talbush. Now, this is a continuation of the pasuk now, after mentioning the three brothers. Yelidei Ha'anok. They were the born of the giants, of the giants. Anak means huge. But now we're going to make a play on words. Yeah, what's Anak? So we say, the shin is a prefix, but it's your ma'anikin. The ma'anikin, this is hard, Rashi's, I'm struggling with this, Rashi. But basically, it means they were really tall. All right, and they went up to the like to the sky where the sun came out, where the sun shines. Chama b'koimoson, the sun with their height. So basically, it kind of looks like the sun is around their necks. Maybe it's like a necklace. Maybe they're whatever. But you could look at that Rashi. But basically, their heads go right up to where the sun is, and because they're so tall. Now,
basically, they did a solar eclipse.
Yes. All of above, I agree. Now, the Chevron. Now, this is carrying on over. So this is a related point now. This is not my Meraglim. But this was Chevron, right, was speaking about, right, we said with Kalev, maybe that's what I'm bringing in. The Chevron was Sheva Shonim. It was interesting. 7 years, Nivnasa. It was already built. So it sounds like it was already built. So my Nivnasa, right, so here, I drew this out over here. Again, Chevron is in Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael, what did Eretz Yisrael used to be called? Eretz Canaan, right? Canaan was the fourth son of Cham, okay? Right? And he had four sons. Cham had four sons. First, he had Cush, then he had Mitzrayim, then Put, and they had Canaan. So Canaan was his, was the, he was the one who got, for the Daphiomi people, he was the one, Noach cursed Ham's fourth son, which was Canaan, right? So he was the last son, the last cursed son, right? So anyway, so it says, let's look at this pasuk, if you look on the, on our Gemara's, I don't know, over here, it's on the blue ones. It's two lines. If you go from the bottom of the page on the right, it's like two lines up. Yeah, it says V'chevron Sheva Shonim Nivnasa. This is the point Lifnei Soan Mitzrayim. Right? So it literally means that Hebron was built 7 years before the place of Tsoan in Mitzrayim. Okay, so Hebron was the dwelling place of Canaan. Look at the bottom of the page. Go right to the bottom of the page. Go if you go to the right, go two lines up. Yeah, and in the middle of that line, it says V'chevron sheva shonim nivnasa lifnei tzoan Mitzrayim. Right. So Chevron was where Canaan lived, right? And Soan was where Mitzrayim lived. So says the Gemara. So what is my nivnasa? What does it mean? It was built. Yeah. Elaim. If you want to tell me nivnasa mamash, that it means like Gil said mamash, like the literal translation, that it was built 7 years before he built Soan Mitzrayim. Yeah. Eshar. Is it possible? Odom boiner, that a person would build bayis, a house, livnoi cotton for his younger son, koidem livnoi godol before his right older son. Here's the pasuk anyway, but the pasuk brings it. It says b'nei Cham, right? This pasuk is a b'nei Cham. Who was the sons of Cham? It was so. The number one, his first one was Cush. His second one was Mitzrayim. Then it was Put, and then it was Canaan. So Canaan was his fourth son. So obviously he's going to build something for Mitzrayim, who's his second son, before he's going to build for Canaan, who's his fourth son. So Ella, so what does Pshat of Nivnasa mean? So Ella, this is Ella. We have to explain Nivnasa means not that it's was built 7 years before. Ella Shahaisa Mavuna. It was more built. It built in the sense of it was better. Fertile. Is that what they translate for? Yeah, but there's going to get into it, right. It's better land. It's more built in the sense of that guy's built well. You know, he's got a good build.
Who the fourth son anyways? Because
why does he even care about him? That also bothered me.
But why does it say it's Canaan? And why?
Well, that was the point. They got kicked out because they were like sinners. They weren't the best people, those Canaanites. You wouldn't want to meet one. And if you would, you have to kill him. Yeah. Okay, Benoist, right. Okay, so it was Mavuna al-Achad Mishiva Mitzoan. So the Pasuk is coming to tell you that it's seven times better, the quality of the land, yeah, than Mitzrayim. Right, so we know Hebron is really good. It's good land. Good, yeah, prime real estate. Yeah, it's seven times better than Soan Mitzrayim. Oh, now we're going to say really, but Hebron relative to the rest of Eretz Yisrael was kind of schwach. Yeah, I mean, we know that Hebron is seven times better than Soan Mitzrayim. Yeah, but Hebron, let's compare Hebron now to other places in Israel, like Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh versus Hebron. Okay. So the Ein Lacha Turoshim, Turoshim means stones, Salotim. It's a rocky land over there. Bechol Eretz Yisrael, yes, the Michevron. It's the stoniest place, meaning fertile. So it's not. So if we're saying the word doesn't mean fertile, it's pretty. It's not the best for planting because there's a lot of stones. It's not good to plant things in rock. So it wasn't good for farming so much. Yeah. And what did they use it for? Dalid is a prefix. The Kavri that they used to bury in it, bar Shivchi. Shivchi is a dead people. Losha related the word lying down, shokhev, a long rest, right? So because of the nature of the land, they would use it for burying people because it wasn't the best place for planting. And who's buried there? That's where the Maruch Machpelah is, right? That's what we see over there. It's good burial land, okay? We said basically Hebron compared to the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not so good, but we're going to say it was better than Mitzrayim, and we're going to say that Mitzrayim was actually pretty good. The Ein Lacha, and there isn't to you, right? Meula, like fine, better, right? Really good. Bechol Haratzos, in all of the other lands, meaning in Chutzlaretz, Yesa better than Eretz Mitzrayim. As Eretz Mitzrayim compared to, you know, Syria, yeah, and Mitzrayim is really good over there. They've got the Nile over there. Well, it's very good, Eretz Mitzrayim. Yes, Shinemar, about proving how great Mitzrayim was, Kigan Hashem, that it was like the garden of Hashem, Eretz Mitzrayim, like Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim was actually compared to Gan Hashem. So Eretz Mitzrayim was amazing. Yeah, and furthermore, the Ein Lecha Me'ula, and that's talking about Mitzrayim itself. The best B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, what's the best place in Eretz Mitzrayim? Yes, Mitzoan. Tzoan was actually the best place in Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's, we said, right? Hebron is seven times better than the best place in Eretz Mitzrayim. Dechsev, how do we know that Tzoan was so good? Because it says, Ki hoyu b'tzoan, because they're in Tzoan, Sorov, it's princes. So, you know, they always get the best deal, the princes.
Tzoan
is in Mitzrayim. Tzoan is a place in Mitzrayim. So we say Mitzrayim is like the best land in the Chutz La'aretz. And of Mitzrayim, Tzoan, which is like a city in Mitzrayim, that's where all the princes lived. That was the best land. Right? V'filu hachi, and nevertheless, Hebron was Mavuna. It was more built. It was better, more fertile, whatever. It was better land. Echod mishiva b'tzoyan. Seven times better than Tzoan. So you see how geschmack and amazing Eretz Yisrael is. Now, the Gemara asks the kasha now, though, because we just said Hebron was kind of relative to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, was shvach, and it was rocky and whatever. So, the Hebron, is that true? Hebron is Tiroshim heavy, is a rocky land. Yeah, v'hak siv, v'hi miketz arboim shana, it was after 40 years, v'yom avshalom, and Avshalom said to El HaMelech, he said to David HaMelech, Ilchana, I'm going to go. And basically he was tricking his father, and this is when he made a rebellion. But anyway, he said he's going to go and get some korbanos, because he was a nazir, and he's going to make some korbanos. Yeah, v'omer rav avya, v'isema rabba bar rav chanan. So where did Avshalom go? Shaholach, he went, lahavi, to bring, kavosim, to bring sheep. Where from? Mechevron. Right, it's grazing lands. Yes. Vatanya, we got a brisa. If a person wants to get rams, Eilim mi Moav, you got to go to Moab. The best place to pick up a ram is from Moab. But kvosim, like normal sheep, is mi Chevron. So we see over here that basically it sounds like back to fertile land. It's good. It's got a good grazing. And it's really good. So we see, how can you say that Chevron was just a rocky, barren place? But says the Gemara, Mina. So this comes up sometimes, this, yeah? It says, no, from what you asked me, actually, is the answer, if you think about it. You didn't think about this. Yeah, Mina, from what you told me, I'm going to prove to you that it is rocky. Why? Ide, that since the Kalisha, Kalisha means it's like weak, right? Aura, right? It doesn't, so you can't use it for planting your, you know, your grapevines. Yeah, but it's avda raya. It makes basically there's the shoots and things that you know, it has nice grasses and stuff. You know what I mean? It's good for like animal fodder. Yeah, v'shomein kinyana, and therefore it's good for sheep because it's a stony place. So you can't use it for conventional farming. You've got to use it for just like, you know, little weeds and such grow up, and that's why. This is it's good free range land for sheep.
So when they were talking about it being so fertile, it's not fertile. It's good for grazing. In other words,
it's good for grazing. Yes, exactly.
So seven times better for grazing.
But we don't seem to. Yeah, but that doesn't sound so. Maybe okay, fine. It doesn't seem to be saying that. Right. So if you fit it back in, then it's a bit. I hear. Okay, very good. We'll stop here.